Hey, good morning, Jaggy.
Good morning.
You been well?
I have been very well, thank you.
Good
I didn't
to see
get
you.
Such a great drive in that last time I came in was the public holiday.
That's right.
It's a little slower on the roads today.
Now, you're saying this morning as well it's really dark, very wet.
Very dark,
just
yeah.
Just to take it easy a little bit.
People ease up a little. We don't need to push in
like
that man did in
get
front
there.
Of me today.
Well, there you go. Good morning to him. Well, not so much good morning to him if you're listening.
Hope he gets to work safe this morning.
Yeah,
yes.
He knows who he is.
He does.
I'm sure he does. What's been going on in the world with the Y?
I was going to get Tori in this morning, but she's unable to come. So she was going to tell us everything that was happening in our community.
But guess what?
Which is heaps.
You are now.
Tag, I'm in. So unfortunately, I don't think I can do it to the detail and the passion that Tori would have given us this morning. But luckily, she gave us an update last week, or all the management team. So I do know, and some of it is my program, so that's good. I'll took for a long, long time on those ones.
Yeah,
so we've got school holidays coming up. So all the centres will be running school holiday activities. We at Erase, Casey Race and Casey Arc will be running some sensory play sessions. It's Active April too. That's probably a whole month of April is running heaps of activities. So check that out and you can register.
That is going to be fantastic for something you and I have up our sleeve, Active April. We'll talk about that maybe next week.
Absolutely, yes. I wonder what you're talking about then, but I remember now. Thank you, sorry.
Okay. I can't wait to hear about that one too. Yeah, so we get very, very involved in Active April and have thousands of people join up and come and use the centres. So we'll be putting on activities through all the centres all month for that.
Okay.
And we're also going out to a lot of community centres as well to run activities. So some of it Tori has let me know of today, so I can run through that. We always run the Amazing Race for Active April as well.
What's that about?
So that's at Wilson Botanic Gardens. Mm-hmm. It's on the 15th of April.
Mm-hmm.
And each centre runs activities. The family, you register your family. It's free, so bonus. I think it starts quite early, maybe at 8 or 9 o'clock start.
It's a sleep in for us, does.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Early, early for some of us. And, yeah, so you head down and they're family-based activities and it's challenges just for people of all ages and abilities
That's
to
great.
Go down and rotate through the activities. So get online and register for free and get your family out and about. Last year we had awesome feedback for it, so running it again for Active April.
Great initiative. And I love that.
The weather wouldn't play much of a difference, I'd imagine. People still want to come out and get involved with those sort of things. Okay, the weather might not be as nice as what it was a couple of months back, but still you want to get involved with the kids.
Yeah, and with all the new challenges that come out, like the muddy ones and all that sort of thing, people don't care about getting a bit dirty, a bit wet. And so we've got some water activities for the stations that the swimming lessons teams will be running, and you don't have to get soaked, but it'll be, be prepared to get a little bit dirty and a little bit wet, and it's easy to duck home. It's nice and local at Wilson, so duck home and get cleaned up pretty quick.
Love
I think
that.
They'll run a barbecue, so if you want to stay around, bring a spare set of clothes.
Lovely. Great idea.
Keep an eye out through autumn, all of autumn, for some programs that we're running with the Casey Cardinia Library Partnership. So at Cranbourne, Endeavour Hills, and at the new Bunjil Place Library, we'll be running teen mindfulness, healthy eating sessions, yoga and meditation.
Wow.
So getting outside our centre. I know you love the meditation.
Love it.
And I don't know, did you make it to our family session at the park, Daz? No. Busy that night?
Yeah, maybe. I'm not sure.
Jeez, I've never heard you so uncertain about anything in your life.
I made an uncertain choice the other day, but I can't remember what it was. Anyway. Moving along.
Yeah, so you can pop over to the libraries if you'd like to do some meditation. All this will be coming up on our Facebook pages, as you know. We put all this up everywhere. We've got a partnership going with Solandra Rise, and we're going to be doing school holiday activities with Solandra Rise. So we'll be getting out. And we went over there the other day, and they've built the community so that people come together in the community and do activities. So they're very, very active in that space about people, like families getting out. They realise that mums and dads work full time and it's really hard to do activities as a family. So they're really promoting family activities over there. So we'll be going over and helping run some stuff, which is really cool over
That's
there.
That's great.
Yeah, and they've got the exercise equipment that we did a couple of weeks ago. We did that program where we went around the communities and showed everyone how to use that exercise equipment. So, they've got a really good play space where the parents can work out while the kids play on the at the park. So, get out and about.
Love about that is that we do forget. Everyone's so busy working full time. Mum's at work, dad's at work, the kids are at childcare or they're at school, and then you get to the weekend and everyone's exhausted. And that old-fashioned kind of value of doing things together on the weekends kind of gets lost.
And the getting out and meeting your community. I remember we used to play out with probably 30 kids in our street, just because you're not getting home until 5 or 6 o'clock, and then homework and all that sort of, it just doesn't happen anymore. So the new communities that are being built are really, really encouraging that sort of stuff.
Great.
And have sort of a hub where people can get together and do stuff. So that's really cool. We're working with Highgrove Estate as well to do a walking group on a Saturday morning. Okay. So families can get out together and go for a walk with their community, and I'm going to run Saturday mornings for 10 weeks.
Okay, that's good too.
Yeah, that's good for those families who just want to get up quickly on a Saturday, have a little bit of a walk around, do their family activity before all that sports stuff kicks in again.
The hardest thing to do is get up and make the effort. I think once you've done it though, and you realise just what you've just actually done with your family and got amongst other people, it's kind of a sense of achievement and accomplishment that you've actually done something that's really good for you and good for your kids. And the kids will always remember those moments. So think of long term, where the things you do with your family now are generally remembered by your kids as they get a little older. So you're making an impact on their life, which is really important.
And I think how cool, it kind of reminds me of Halloween, where all the families get out and walk around the streets and enjoy themselves. I wish they'd walk past my place and pick us up on the way, but we're not in Highgrove Estate, but maybe I'll start that in our street. That'd be really
good.
Cool.
Idea.
Great idea.
Yeah, Jackie's got a new initiative coming up next week. It's called Walk with Jackie.
We won't be doing it early, folks. There'll be no early morning.
Actually, that probably appeal to a lot of people.
Yeah, true. The last one I've got is one of my programs. We're starting up sensory play. Actually, we've done it before. We had a little bit of a trial over January and it was really popular. We are running the sessions for an infant session, so 3 months to 3 years, then a preschool age session, and then we're going to trial a primary school age session on a Sunday afternoon when the centre's a little bit quieter. And it's aimed at kids who are on our one-on-one wait list, so kids who need a little bit more attention during class, and we just don't have the space for them at either centre at the moment. So we're hoping to get them all in for a play, come in and use our equipment and get to know the centre during the quieter times, get to know some of our teachers, and hopefully make it a little bit easier to transition into swimming lessons when we've got a spot. But just, come in and have a bit of fun.
I love this because it's what you guys do. You encourage, you make it so easy for people to come in and have a great time. Just going to say, yesterday afternoon I had a little nap, Jackie. I'm going somewhere with this.
Okay.
And then when I woke up, I thought the last place I want to be is the gym. And I told my friend from work I would go, and I did. 5:30 last night. I don't want to shout it out because everyone will start going. Best time of the week to go there is 5:30 to 6:30 on a Sunday night because it's a little bit quieter. I had a great time. A bit sore today, but I had a great time.
You did very well. It's really tough to get up on a Sunday afternoon and go.
Yeah, so bad.
There are some really nice times. 2:30 if you go to the gym, between 2:30 and 4 when everybody's out picking up the kids and all that sort of thing. It's a really nice time to go.
Yep.
Saturday mornings when all the parents are running around doing the sports, that's a pretty good time to go as well. Mm. Yeah, and a bit later at night. And Sundays, probably any time from lunchtime onwards gets a little bit quieter. So
yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you can go and rock out in your Lycra and no one will even
care. I was rocking out in my Lycra. I'll give you the hot tip. Daz, were you there yesterday?
No, I was watching a sports movie. I was feeling very active.
Doing your bit for the sports.
I say that being down at ARC quite a bit lately.
We have seen you there a little bit lately.
Yeah, just swanning around
the place. My office.
Just hanging around, just loitering, a bit of a loiterer.
For hours, actually.
I know, at times, yes. You're right, too, for hours. There's a lot of people down at the centre. So if you haven't gone and experienced what ARC and Race are all about and your other centres, go and check it out because people don't go down there for any other reason. That's just a great experience. They're great centres with great facilities. Go and check it out.
When you walk in every day, you forget how amazing it is.
Absolutely.
But I heard a little one walk in the other day with mum and dad, and they're like, wow, this is amazing. And I'm like, oh, Yeah, actually, it is pretty amazing. It is. You just kind of forget when you're walking in and out the doors every day. But especially as a kid, you walk in and it must just look huge, both those centres. And now the stadium as well, it's looking pretty flash. The kids just walk in and they just love it. Just love it.
Can't check out the wave pool, kids.
Yes.
The wave pool will be running during the holidays too. Yeah. We've got that going from 10 o'clock every day. So the kids do love that. It is a nice popular one. And the water slide over at Casey Race will be running during the day. We don't do that normally during the day. They are kind of a 4 o'clock onwards thing.
Okay.
So they both run during the day, during the school holidays.
Awesome. Good day, Jackie. Thanks again for making the effort to come in. Barry couldn't be bothered today, obviously, but that's, I'm glad you always make yourself available, Jackie.
Yeah, we nearly missed the plug for Barry. I'm sure he's on his way to work by now. Yeah, so, hey,
sure
Barry,
he
good morning.
Learjet flies over from Altona over. See you again soon. Have a great week. Sure you will.
Will do. I might see you around again.
You may well just do that.
Yeah. I feel like I'm out of the loop. 20 minutes past 7. It is Extra Butter, Cindy and Daz on your Monday morning. Thanks for